Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, June 7, 2010. Israel strips Arab Parliament member of privileges over the Gaza flotilla, and four fighters killed in southern Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli Knesset House Committee stripped Hanin Zoabi, an Arab member of the Israeli Knesset, of three key privileges usually granted to Knesset members over her participation on the Freedom Flotilla last week. The decision was passed by a majority of 7-1, with member of Knesset Ilan Gilon of Meretz opposing. One is the privilege to exit the country. Second is bearing diplomatic passport, while the third privilege is the right to have the Knesset cover litigation fees of a member of Knesset if she is put on trial. Zoabi told media sources this decision reflects lack of self-confidence among Israeli politicians, and that she is willing to stand trial not only in Israel but also in an international court. She demanded an international independent investigation committee into the deadly attack, which killed at least 9 and wounded dozens others, mostly from Turkey. In the Gaza Strip, 4 Palestinian fighters were killed when Israeli Navy opened heavy machine gun fire at them in the southern part of Gaza City's coast. Dr. Maawi Hassanin, head of the emergency department at the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza, stated that the 4 were killed by Israeli Navy gunfire and that they were near the coast of Al-Zahra, south of Gaza City. Dr. Hassanin added that a 5th fighter went missing, while a 6th suffered mild injuries. The bodies of the 4 slain fighters were moved to Al-Aqsa Hospital in Gaza City. Their bodies were riddled with gunshots, medical sources reported. The Qatar-based Al Jazeera satellite channel reported that the fighters are members of Ayman Judah Group, part of Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of the Fatah movement. Local sources said the fighters were training on diving skills when attacked and killed. A delegation of Arab parliamentarians visited the Gaza Strip on Sunday in a step that was described as a move to challenge the Israeli siege on the coastal region and to show solidarity with the Palestinian people and their steadfastness. Huda bin Amer, head of the parliamentarian delegation, stated during a speech at the Legislative Council in Gaza that this visit expresses the Arab solidarity with the Palestinian people and their cause, calling upon all Palestinian factions to act on ending the internal divisions without any delay. Bin Amer, who chairs the interim Arab parliament, added that Arab parliamentarians support the Palestinian people and want to break the illegal Israeli siege on Gaza. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi.